This is Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is General Tom McInerney, U.S. Air Force retired. He's a Fox News military analyst and is the co-author of such books as Endgame and Baghdad Ablaze. We want to get his thoughts today as the Obama administration apparently is making plans to send an additional 17,000 troops to Afghanistan as the mission there becomes even more difficult. And General, thanks so much for being with us.
Glad to be with you, Greg.
The timing of this is obviously important because what we're coming up on here are not only Afghan elections, but also the spring, and that usually means quite a bit of military activity, correct?
Yeah, that's the offensive phase, right? Spring, summer, and the fall, and then they go back into hibernation, if you will, because the weather is so bad over there coming through the mountains from Pakistan, which tells you one thing. Pakistan's part of the problem.
In terms of the number of troops, obviously we haven't heard a tremendous amount of detail about what exactly the new strategy might entail, but it's just a few thousand troops less than what we injected into Iraq in 2007, and obviously a major difference as a result of the surge. So how confident are you just in the number of troops that we're seeing here?
Well, the initial plan was for 30,000. I think you'll see 30,000. This is his first increment, which is roughly half the troops that they've talked about. That will help. But what people failed to realize last time, everybody talked about the additional 30,000 troops that we put into Iraq, but they didn't talk about the strategy. And that was the key thing. General Petraeus, as the commander in Iraq, protected the people. He moved them out from our main operating bases. He moved them into combat outposts, this type thing. And so he started protecting the population. We are going to have to protect the population. We're going to have to use the tribes to help us work on more tribal participation. Remember, the difference between one of them, between Afghanistan and Iraq is Afghanistan was never managed by one central authority from Kabul. And whereas Saddam Hussein centrally managed everything from Baghdad. So we've got to work closer with the tribes. And then, of course, that sanctuary where they're all coming from is primarily Pakistan, but we've also got to be aware of the support that's coming out of Iran.
We're talking with retired Air Force General Tom McInerney. In general, what we're hearing right now is probably 8,000 Marines will go in first, followed by 9,000 from the Army. Does that give us any indication of what the mission might be?
No, it doesn't. But the fact is it's more availability of forces at the time. It's not necessarily a Marine mission or an Army mission. It's really the availability of those forces.
And then in terms of General Petraeus, you mentioned his strategy, which obviously has paid huge dividends in Iraq. He is now the head of U.S. Central Command, which means Afghanistan is in his responsibility as well. Do you believe he's had enough time there to survey the situation to come up with a plan that may not be all that similar to the one in Iraq, but at least one that accomplishes or at least attempts to accomplish what we need to have done there?
Yes, I do. That strategy reappraisement is ongoing right now. And I think General McKiernan, who is commander in Afghanistan, and General Petraeus will get along very well. General Petraeus has got extraordinary knowledge of counterinsurgency operations, and that's what we've got over there. Now, people must understand, we're not going to have a Jeffersonian democracy when this is finished. And so we need to have very limited objectives, what we're trying to do, which is to stop radical Islam from using Afghanistan as a safe haven and training their forces. It also means we've got to continue to work closer with the Pakistani forces because they are crucial. In the western, what they call the Fatah, the federally administrated territorial areas, which are really the western provinces in Pakistan, that has never been ruled by Islamabad, the capital of Pakistan. But their government can have influence in that region, and that's what they've got to do, is increase their influence in that region to stop it from being a safe haven to radical Islam. That's Al-Qaeda, that's Taliban forces.
couple minutes left with General Tom McInerney. In general, how big of a deal and how big of a challenge is the terrain? The nice thing about Iraq in this strategy was that U.S. troops could pretty much get to wherever they needed to get to if necessary. As we just mentioned, the terrain makes fighting in the colder months impossible largely, and finding targets in the mountains is difficult as well. So how does that challenge get overcome?
Well, we do it with mobility is in the first thing, and with sensors. We had a lot of sensors. We're talking Predator. We're talking Global Hawk. We're talking other unmanned aerial vehicles in which we can see where they're moving. But there's no question that that terrain, the mountainous terrain, makes it more difficult for us to prosecute a campaign. But I'm comfortable that we'll be able to influence that with our mobility, our air power, and our ISR, as we call it, the Intelligence, Surveillance, and Reconnaissance Forces, that we've really beefed up in the last 4 to 5 years in Iraq.
General, you've mentioned the air power a couple of times now, and I want to draw on your air power expertise and get your impression of how significant it is that we no longer have access to an air base that we seem to use quite a bit in Kyrgyzstan.
Well, that is a very important base to us mobility-wise. Manas is the name of the base. It's obvious that the Russians understood that, and so Russia is not being helpful in this particular regard, and I think the new administration cannot be naive. Russia is not going to help us, although they're talking about an over-air route that goes through Russia. I think we've got to be very, very careful. They are trying to use it for leverage, so it is a major problem. But getting back on point to Kyrgyzstan, Manas, that is an important base. We can shift out of there, and there are other alternatives that we can use, but it is awfully nice to have that base for our tankers and for using the Kyrgyzstan airspace.
General, unfortunately, we'll need to leave it there. Thank you, sir, very much, as always, for your time.
Thank you very much, Greg.
Retired Air Force General Tom McInerney. He's a Fox News military analyst, and he's co-author of Endgame and Baghdad Ablaze. This is Dateline Washington.